Thank you. Thank you, folks. I would like to mention, we're going to do a couple more numbers for you. I know we didn't get all the requests on, but we've got to do the 1952 Vincent. You know, so. But I would like to say, too, you know, we have a festival out the road here, little lady. Just go, let's see, just go from here to Frederick. You know how to do that, don't you? From here to Frederick. Then go out 70 and out through there. And then take 66 and you're going to Cumberland, Maryland. We've got, there it is. 68, not 66. 66 goes the wrong way. But anyway, it is Memorial Day week. We're there all week. And there's an academy there where they teach all the instruments, you know. There you go, they must go to the academy. And they teach banjo, fiddle, mandolin, guitar, bass, fiddle, dobro, you name it. Drums, do they? No, no drums, no drums. Not yet, I guess, I don't know. But we'd like to welcome you to come there. Yeah, we'd like to do that. Memorial Day week, just remember that. In Cumberland, Maryland, at the Allegheny County Fairgrounds. It's a beautiful spot. A really beautiful place. Now I want to sing you a song about a motorcycle and a girl and black leather. A girl could feel special on any such life. Said James to Aunt Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black London 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. Knoxville, did it right. Saint James to Aunt Molly, here's a ring for your right hand. But I'll tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. I fought with the law since I was 17. I robbed many a man to get my Vincent machine. Now I'm 21 years, I might make 22. And I don't mind dying, but for the love of you. And if fate to break my stride, then I'll give you my Vincent to ride. But they've taken young James 80 for armed robbery. Shotgun blast hit his chest, left nothing inside. Come down Red Molly to his crying bedside. When she came to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of road, he's running out of breath. Said, I'll give you my Vincent to ride. beats a 52 Benson and a red-headed girl. Now Nortons and Indians and Graves just won't do. Oh, they don't have a soul like a Benson 52. And he reached for her hand and he slipped her the keys. Said, I don't have any further use for these. I see angels on aerials in leather and chrome, swooping down from heaven to carry me home. And he gave her one last kiss and died. And he gave her his Benson to ride. Thanks. Well, you know, somebody requested a tune entitled Dark Hollow. Are you still here? Well, I'll tell you a little about this tune. I used to do, like I said, I played guitar and sang lead for Bill Monroe, you know, back in 1963. And so he'd always have his lead singer do a solo, at least one on the show. And I used to do this quite a bit on the show with Bill, all over the country, you know, and I never got a chance to record it. Everybody else heard me do it, and they all recorded it. And I didn't get a chance to do it till when? Have I done it yet? No, I didn't do it. I know we did it on our 50th anniversary, where we had 5 sections. 50, 60, 70, I don't know. 10 songs for each section, you know. But anyway, this song, though, came from a guy. I heard him sing this over a Washington, D.C. radio station back in the 1950s. Does anybody know who it was? What? Spotswood. No, I'm talking about, he might have been a DJ. But the guy that sang it on the record, he's the first one. He may have wrote it too, I'm not sure about that.
Who was it?
Who was it? That's what I'm asking you. Who was it? I'll let you think about it a little bit, and when I get done, tell me who wrote it, okay? It's just a simple old song, one entitled Dark Hollows.